We have as our second speaker this afternoon Archpriest Konstantin Fedorov from the Kurtzgrut Hermitage in Mahopac, New York. Father Konstantin was here a couple of years ago when he spoke to us about the family, and his words were at that time, I thought, very edifying. And he graciously agreed to come out again this time. He almost didn't make it because of illness, but glory be to God, by the grace of God, he is here. And so we have Father Konstantin Fedorov to give us some words on how we prepare for the last times.
May the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are living in the last times. As Father Joseph had explained to us, the teachings of the Holy Church shows that the apostles were living in the last times. And as the centuries went on, every Orthodox Christian has always prepared themselves for the last times, how to live in the Antichrist reign. The Antichrist reign has been set up already the minute Christ had stepped his foot or was born in the manger. He came into the world of the Antichrist. The people were followers of Antichrist even then, when he came in. Let's understand what the spirit of Antichrist is. How do we identify what is and who is following the Antichrist? Anyone who has love for oneself more than he has love for God has the spirit of Antichrist in him. Anyone who loves his neighbor more than he loves God has the spirit of Antichrist in him. That follows through that anyone who loves his belly more than he loves God has the spirit of Antichrist in him. Any man, woman, or child that wants to please his human needs rather than pleasing God's commandment has the spirit of Antichrist in him. So, it follows through that for us to prepare ourselves to live in the Antichrist time, we have to start working from our, what is called, beginning of our passions according to St. John of Kronstadt in My Life in Christ. For the layperson, for the person in the world, not the monks, he says the passion that starts all passions going is the belly. And the first thing that the parents usually try to do is force the children, of course, to eat more and more. You're too skinny, you gotta eat more, and so on. You can't fast because you are gonna be too skinny, and so on. So many times, of course, we parents, we don't prepare our children how to live in the Antichrist time. St. John of Kronstadt tells us in My Life in Christ that we eat 10 times more than we should, that we need to eat. Why? Because we have allowed the spirit of Antichrist to enter into ourselves. We enjoy life, quote, in this earth, of this earth. We love things of this earth. We abuse those things that gives us pleasure in the earth. All the things, said the scripture, St. Paul writes, is possible for him to have, but not all things are profitable. For us, all things that God had given in the life is, could be good if it's done with restraint, if a law is put on it. 10 times to eat as much is obviously wouldn't make sense that it would make any good for us. Most of us, I'm one of them, probably have the heart condition precisely because I have eaten 10 times or maybe 20 times more, because St. John of Kronstadt writes that before the, well, let's say 100 years ago. So by now, people probably eat, according to Metropolitan Vitali, they eat better than all the pomeshchiki in Russia before the revolution. That was the words of Metropolitan Vitali not too long ago. We eat more and better than those people of nobility, those who had a lot of, let's say, money and were able to feast as much as they wanted. Now, if that is the case, well, if we want to survive in the Antichrist times, we better start cutting down on the amounts of food that we eat. This very simple rule. We just start cutting down on the amount. Every day or once a week, maybe we take off a little bit. And finally, there will come a day where our stomach is not going to rule us. And thus, we will conquer one of the facets of the Antichrist living. Now, remember that Christ was rejected precisely because he did not give them that happiness on this earth. The spirit of Antichrist is wanting to have your pleasures and to enjoy yourself right here, refusing to take the crosses, wanting to control your own destiny, wanting to rule yourself. These are all part of Antichrist ideology. Now, most of us have to admit and say, well, all these things I find in myself. I must say that most of the time this is what I have to battle against, these things. I start to realize maybe that these are the things that are no good, but Father, how do you get rid of those things? Well, there is no shortcuts to anything. We have to absolutely start in the morning when we get up. We have to force ourselves to say a prayer in the morning. Now, why do I say that we have to force ourselves? Well, we will keep on forcing ourselves until we learn to love the Lord. Now, once we love the Lord, then no force has to be exerted to say a prayer. That would make all the sense in the world. When I get up, if I wake up and I have love for the Lord in my heart, the first thing I want to do is really to pray, to talk to my Lord, and to live in such a way as to please Him and not myself. This is what we automatically, if I had the love of the Lord. Now, we know St. John the Apostle, Gospel writer, is writing precisely that it's easy to fulfill the law of God. And it becomes easy only we have that ingredient, that we have really acquired the love of God. So we go in the life today, and we are badgered in the world, as Father Joseph has said, with all kinds of things from this world. We are badgered to observe how pagans live. Now, we have little machines that are in our houses, not only noisemakers, but they also little picture makers. And these picture makers, they always try to let us look in how the world is living. We have interest for the world. And we say, oh, we're doing it only for educational purpose. We just want to see how our neighbor lives. But the problem is, the fact is, we're not satisfied with God and what He gives, because we don't have enough love, and we're being enticed by these pictures. We're being enticed by the things of the world, the things that are forbidden to us. What we're trying to do, really, we're saying, well, if I can't have that fruit, the least I can do is watch it. You see? In the Garden of Eden, Eve was brought, or went by the tree, and Satan enticed Eve and said, look at the fruit. Doesn't it look nice? And then, of course, it went further. You know the story, how it goes. That's the beginning. So, since the church gives us all kinds of no-nos as far as the love for the world, And since we run away from the world and association with the world, so the enemy had given us a way to come in into our homes, which was foretold by Saint Neil Sorsky, that there will be little boxes in the houses at the time of the Antichrist with horns on them, and the enemy will talk to us directly through these boxes. He doesn't have to tell it to our mind inside. He can just talk to us through those boxes, through the TVs. Now you say, of course, you can control the TV. Yes, you can, and you should. And if you have a TV, you can also use it for good things. You can show maybe some conferences, or you can have beautiful scenes to glorify God's nature that God created, as long as the commentary is done properly. Trouble is now, it's very difficult for you to find a beautiful description of the nature that God had made. You're being fed all the time, and I'm being fed that nature has made itself. And we are being fed to glorify nature instead of glorifying God, the creator of nature. So, how do we avoid falling into the trap of living according to the Antichrist rules? Now, let's face it, if we live according to Antichrist rules, then we become part of the Antichrist organization, or part of the Antichrist living. We just go into the clutches of the Antichrist. So we got to understand that. We don't want to do that. We're Orthodox. We're supposed to be separated from the world. But more than that, we cannot have love for the world. Christ tells us that if we have love for the world, then we have enmity against God. Now, this is a tough statement. This is a very tough to. Can you? That means you cannot love world, and you can at the same time as you can love God. No, it's just not possible, because they're two different things. If you love God, it doesn't mean that you are going to be deprived immediately of anything, of any pleasures whatsoever, and that you're going to be immediately oppressed and depressed, and that you're going to be crucified. Now, but that's exactly what the Antichrist wants you to think. If you stop loving my way of life, then I will oppress you, and you will be always gloomy, you'll never be able to smile, and you'll be miserable, and I'll make sure that you're miserable until the last minute that you take your breath. If you don't join me, you will be tortured. And this is the messages that I hear. I hear it from little children. I hear it from grown people. And to my great regret, sometimes I hear it from our own clergy. Hear those things. They say, there is paradise. But it's not here, Father. Paradise is in Malino. Paradise is in Russia, in China. It's any place, every place, but not here where I live. Do you understand that, Father? You understand that paradise is every place and is attainable every place, but not in my family. In my family, I only have hell. Well, there is some truth in it. And the truth is because the people are looking for fake imitation paradise. They're still looking for that paradise that is offered by the Antichrist, that was offered to the people, the Jewish nation, before Christ came. Freedom from oppression of the outside forces. Not freedom from oppression of sin, but freedom from oppression from outside forces. They were under the tyranny, as they considered, the Roman Empire. They had to fulfill those things and deprive themselves of many, many pleasures and things for the sake of supporting the Romans and so on. They wanted to be free from that. They were not able to be self-rulers. So that they had to get rid of. Now, they expected that the Messiah is going to do precisely that. He will come into the world, and he is going to free them from being ruled by anybody, and they will rule with the Messiah over the whole world. You think things have changed? No, they haven't. This still goes on the same way exactly with every nation and with every human being. It's a struggle. Who's going to be ruling you, the spirit of the Antichrist or the Lord? Now, if you choose the Lord, then of course You were told by the spirit of Antichrist, well, now you're in for nothing but suffering. And there's no joy for you. And yet it's a lie against the scripture, because we know that Christianity spread at the times of persecutions because the Orthodox Christians were joyful. They were not people walking around being oppressed and depressed, thinking, oh, somebody's going to come in and whisk them away, put them in torture chambers and so on. They were not afraid of that. Neither were the Russian people in Russia only a few years ago that were coming into secret places and having their services in the catacomb church. They were not oppressed by the fact that any time the KGB can find them out and put them into the concentration camps. Metropolitan Filareta told me, he spoke to one young man that was at one of those services, and he said, these people, the young people especially, were joyful. There was a print on their faces that was not seen in the world of the happy people, the ones that get involved in rocks and in drinking parties and orgies and you name it, and that seem to enjoy everything that this world has to offer. These spaces that were Christians as 2,000 years ago and Christians that are today and now, these people will have a different imprint on their face, and that face would be joyful. So, there is joy in Christianity. The Antichrist lied before and will continue to lie. So, how do we prepare ourselves for the Antichrist time? We have to start with controlling our belly, number one. If we control our belly, we avoid many, many problems. Now, the prophecy about the last times is said that when the Antichrist will be ruling, there will come a famine such as the world has never seen. And that famine will be so terrible that people will eat people. Now, of course, you know we've seen that in Russia, in the Ukrainian region. It was under the rule of the Antichrist. Who can say that the communist government isn't an Antichrist government? Of course it is. It has been and it is, and it will continue while it's still functioning. It's going to be Antichrist government. Who ate their own children? Who ate other people? Those who felt that to satisfy their own pain in the stomach or their own hunger, they had to resort to even to these terrible crimes as to eat their own children or their neighbors. Could an Orthodox Christian ever do that? No way. Did he have a need to do it? No. You know, the Orthodox Christian in the Ukrainian region wasn't plagued with that terrible agony of hunger as those followers of Antichrist were. Why wasn't the Orthodox Christian plagued? Because he learned fasting from his childhood. Because to him, to be without food even for a week from the beginning of the Great Lent and receiving communion on Friday or on Saturday for the first time without eating anything for the whole week was nothing special. Or to keep the fasting laws and staying on bread and water was nothing special. It hurts only in the beginning, our tummy. Now, you don't have to take it, and you shouldn't take my word for it. You should try to work on it yourself and see how little you and I need to function and feel good about able to function, having enough calories and proteins and vitamins and minerals, whatever the scientists of today tells you that you need. Check with the nutritionists of today. Or go to the hospital even, better yet. I've been in a hospital several times. And see how much of a portions they give you in the hospitals. Now most people say, oh, Father, they're starving me here in the hospitals. But of course these people, they calculate with computers how much you need. And they figure, well, you're laying still, you can't use up too much energy, so you don't need so much to survive. And they know it brings a strain on your heart and other organs, excess food. Now, St. John of Kronstadt tells us that it's too bad people become like paravozy, like trains They used to use steam. They used to steam all the time. Smoke comes out of them all the time. That's about people that are smoking. And they used to always have a kachilok inside. They always had to be, wood had to be put in there to always to keep on working. And this is what's happening to us. This is what's been happening to many Orthodox Christians. We feel whole. Once we're deprived of the food, well, we're lacking life, because in food there is life. And yet Christ said that man does not live by bread alone. So, there is a difference between an Orthodox person and an anti-Christ mentality. An Orthodox person will believe what Christ said and will prove to himself, not to his neighbors, but to himself, he will prove or she will prove that I do not get life from food alone, but from the Word of God, as says the Scripture. And they will absolutely will believe it, and they will start to feel the energy surging through them and giving them all the power that's needed to function. The Word of God, the grace of God. But the Antichrist will never understand that. And the Antichrist mentality is, no, unless you balance out exactly according to our calculations of the material thing, you're not going to survive, you're not going to be able to make it. So dependence on material thing is the other trait of the Antichrist spirit. Dependence on material things. Now Orthodox always said, no, we must depend on God. Now come on, if God had created all the universe, not only created the universe, but sustains the universe, if he sustains your every cell of your body, and as Metropolitan Vitali not too long ago said about talking to a scientist, he says, your body is covered with bacteria. A certain type of a bacteria, according to the scientist, that can turn on you and destroy you. And yet that same bacteria is your friend and protects you from invaders to your body. Somebody, says the scientist, is controlling that bacteria. And who is that somebody? Well, of course it is our God. Our God controls everything in the world. So if God controls everyone and everything in the world, why is it so difficult to understand that God can also control our body and its body's needs? Why is it so difficult to understand that if you have God with you, you can depend and you should depend on him, and you do not have to depend on the bread, on the physical bread, or on a drink? It will take faith on your part and on my part to begin to live according to the Spirit of Christ. Now, Father Joseph was talking about what has to become of us. He was talking about how to prepare ourselves to live in the Antichrist time, and he says we must be Christ-like. Now, he's mentioned that that means we have to be able to fast as Christ has did. 40 days. We should be able to, need to be walk on the water. We should be able to heal the sick, cast out demons, all these things that Christ had done. And you say to me, well, Father, this is only attainable by saints. Well, but our Metropolitan Vitali also, one time at the clergy confession in Spring Valley in Novodevichy, had made a terrible statement. He says, before you can pray, you have to learn to cast out demons. Before you can pray, you can cast out demons? It didn't make sense to most people. And he said, well, I know that you've been baptized, and exorcism was performed on you before your baptism, and you have rejected Satan, and you spat on him, and you told to the church before witnesses that you bow down to the Lord, and you will have nothing to do with Satan or his pride, and you received the holy mysteries through chrismation, and you received the holy communion, yet Satan can still enter into your heart. That's a fearful thing. Well, if you and I will not recognize the fact that that does happen, and it can happen, you and I will never survive living in the Antichrist time. As Father Joseph said, it is now, is the time. It was the time of the apostles, it was the Antichrist time. It was time of, say, in the 7th century, the times of iconoclast, and the times of all the heresies that were coming out. Anybody that will go against and turn against the ideology of the Church of Christ, obviously, is the worker of the Antichrist. Anybody is going to tell you that you don't have to suffer, but it's better for your neighbor to suffer than you, as the spirit of Antichrist. Anybody that will tell you you don't have to love your enemy has the spirit of Antichrist. If somebody is going to tell you, well, it's only human nature to fall and to commit these sins, you don't have to worry about it, God will forgive it anyway, he's got the spirit of Antichrist. The nature, human nature, is not to sin, but it is to praise God and to love God. The fallen human nature is the tendency to sin. There is a difference, but an Antichrist spirit will never tell you that. He will blame God for you and my condition that we cannot abstain from those things that we must abstain, that we cannot control our 5 senses. The spirit of Antichrist will tell and will insist that it is a normal, natural thing for us to do, to satisfy our passions. And he will not tell you that it's the fallen nature in us. That this is not the way God created. Why? Because that reflects upon God's creation. God made a defect in creating the human being with these terrible things of wanting to do those things that hurt other people or hurt themselves. God couldn't create a human being that he would commit a systematic suicide. Would he create a want in a person to satisfy the belly so much that it will start ulcers and that it will start cancers and all kinds of ailments in them? Of course not. Of course not. Whatever God had created, God created everything perfect. But by not accepting God's rules for life, that's what starts to bring in death into us. And of course, anybody that studies the teachings of the Holy Fathers, the teachings of the Church of Christ, will find out that you must learn to not to depend on the material things, but you must learn to depend on the Lord. You cannot step over the threshold, said the Russian person, without God's help. You cannot walk over. In other words, you can't do nothing without Lord's help. The Lord says, without me, you can do nothing. But we attempt to bypass the Lord all the time. We say, well, I know big, giant things, steps I can't do without my Lord. But a little thing is satisfying my belly. I sure can do that without my Lord.